This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى في التنزيل العزيز بعد أن أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى says in Surah Al-Hashr in ayah number 18, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. The translation of which is, O you who believe, have a consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and look forward, or let every individual look at what they have put forward for tomorrow. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. This expression of وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ is every individual nafs, individual person should look to what مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ, what they are putting forward for tomorrow. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, be conscious of Allah, because إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, Allah knows extremely well, fully aware of what you are doing. This particular ayah, Al-Qurtubi and other Mufassirin say that when Allah says a person should look forward to what they put forward for tomorrow, that tomorrow is actually a reference to what happens in the next life, the Day of Judgment, and even before that, when a person passes away, the life of the grave, the life of the barzakh, that is what this is a reference to. And Al-Qurtubi quotes Al-Hasan al-Basri in Qatada as saying, قرب الساعة حتى جعلها كغد. He says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought the idea of the next life closer to the point where He's calling it tomorrow, as if it's gonna happen tomorrow. It's so close, it's like tomorrow. It's so certain, it's like tomorrow. That is what this ayah is referencing. This ayah I wanted to share with you all today because it asks us to look at our lives and asks us to consider our own mortality. Our lives are finite. We're going to die one day. That is something that is certain. Whether you're a Muslim or not, a believer or an atheist, it doesn't matter. Every single person accepts this reality. We are going to die one day. And when time is up, like the Quran says, when the time is up and it's time to go, it's time to go. There is no delay in that moment. It's final. Even if there is pleading, even if there is a person trying their best to live a few extra moments, there is not a moment extra they can live. That is the nature of it. And that is a sobering reality. A sobering reality, whenever we see someone die, we're reminded of it. Whether the person dies of natural causes or in a manner that was sudden. A person dies of a natural causes, it is something that should make us pause and should make us reflect as well, because this is a death of a person, they're no longer here. But the ibrah, the reminder, is even more pronounced when a person passes away completely unexpectedly, in a tragic manner. That tragedy should really make us stop in our tracks and consider for a moment where we're going. Consider for a moment what we're doing. Consider for a moment what we are putting forward for our next life. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. This week, our community experienced a tragedy. A very unspeakable tragedy. A sister by the name of Fatin al-Haddad, may Allah have mercy on her soul, she passed away in a fire in her house. It's a very devastating situation. Her daughter, Sara, survived but she's in critical condition. And one of her other children, her other son, Ahmed, he's, alhamdulillah, recovering well. But this family has suffered a devastating tragedy. The brother, the husband, Muhammad, obviously has also survived because he was not home when this happened. It's a devastating tragedy for this family. When that kid recovers, then inshallah, we pray that that kid recovers. Sarah, when she recovers, inshallah, she's not going to find her mother next to her. These two children will grow up without their mom next to their sides. And that is a devastating thing for any child to go through, especially when it happens in such an unpredictable, unforeseen, tragic way. When this happens, brothers and sisters, there's a couple of things that we should do. Firstly and foremostly, we should make dua for the deceased and for the family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the soul of Sister Fatin. May Allah forgive her sins. May Allah enter her into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept her as one of the shuhada. Ameen. And we should pray for these little kids who are now going to have a tough life growing up without their mother. Truly, sincerely, we should pray for them. Pray for the husband, Brother Muhammad, whose life got turned upside down, went to work in the morning, came back home, his life is now completely rearranged. Sincere dua from the heart. I encourage you today to take a moment of your time. Make this a conscious effort. Take the time out today to raise your hands and make dua for this family. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them in this moment of difficulty ease. Their hearts that are probably trembling right now and suffering through trauma, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides them and holds them firm in this moment. Please take a moment today to do that. That is the least we can do as a believer. That is the least we can do. As believers, we feel each other's pain. And the least we can do is make dua for the pain and suffering of our fellow brothers and sisters. If you can help them financially, to help, you know, as a token, not that they're, you know, in, you know, this is not that this is a favor from you, but a token of our support. A token of our support. We can't really replace the loss of this mother. But this little token of this little gift is our way of saying we're here for you. Substantial way of telling this family, we are here for you. If you could do that, that's awesome. Please do that. And then, for the ones who have outlived this tragedy, meaning the rest of us who didn't experience this, and we saw it from afar and heard about it, it should give us a moment of reflection. We should pause and think about our own mortality. What is it that we're doing? Where is it that we're going in life? What is it that we leave behind? Because life is like this. Life is like this. Today you are alive. Probably there's a chance that we survive. And inshallah we pass away in a normal, natural way. But there's also a chance that this would be it. And none of us know that. So let us live for a moment thinking like this is it. Let us live for a moment and get the clarity. When tragedy strikes, it gives a person clarity. Everything that's not important goes out the window. Only the most important things remain. Let us try to acquire that clarity that a person suffering from tragedy acquires. And think about, وَتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. What are we putting forward for tomorrow? What are we doing for our eternal life? The life that is tomorrow. What is it that we're doing? In this ayah that I shared with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah. He repeats this twice in this ayah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Al-Qurtubi says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ أَعَادَ هَذَا تَخْرِيرًا كَقَوْلِكَ اِعْجِلْ اِعْجِلْ أَوْ إِرْمِي إِرْمِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating this statement in this ayah twice. And this is done to create urgency. It's done to create urgency. Like you would tell someone to hurry up, hurry up. Be quick, quick. That repetition to create a sense of urgency, that is what Allah is doing in this ayah. Because our lives are so short, as if tomorrow is going to be the day of judgment. That's all really this life is, a few hours. So do something. Ittaqullaha, ittaqullaha. Be conscious of Allah. Let's leave the grudges. Let's leave the pettiness. Let's leave things that are not important. Let's focus on what's important, brothers and sisters. Building a house in the next life. Leaving a legacy of righteous children and family. Leaving a legacy of good that people will pray for us when we have died. Because they will not remember us for how, you know, what we were in terms of our accomplishments, but people will remember us of how much we helped them. Let us do something so people's lives are touched and their du'as are what we benefit from. That's a lasting legacy. That is something for us to think about. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وولا أما بعد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد في الأولين وفي الآخرين وصل على محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين اللهم أحينا على سنته ومتنا على ملته واحشرنا في زمرته واسقنا من حوضه يا رب العالمين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأقيموا الصلاة